The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the ancient one took his throne. His clothing was bright as snow, and the hair on his head was white as wool. His throne was flames of fire with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened and the books were opened. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like the Son of Man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, all nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and shall not be taken away. His kingdom shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice, let the many islands be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Justice and judgment are the foundation of his throne. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his justice, and all peoples will see his glory. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. Because you, O Lord, are the Most High over all the earth, exalted far above all gods. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Peter. Beloved, we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from majestic glory. This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. Moreover, we possess this prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus took Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it's good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate, and they were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, do not be afraid. When the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So today, as we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration, we hear God the Father say, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am pleased. Listen to him. It's the same thing that happened to Jesus at his baptism. And if you ever, I've been blessed to be at the Mount of Transfiguration twice. The last time I was there and I took a group from here and other places, there was a Polish priest there who was the meanest young priest I've ever seen in my whole life. And before we started Mass, he says, "There is no laughing, no smiling at Mass." And I thought he was kidding. And I go, "Huh?" He said, "It's serious. There will be no laughing or serious nothing at Mass." I said, "Father, I've been a priest for 30 years and I've never heard that before. Where did you get that?" "That is not to be." So of course, when I was speaking, people were laughing. It happens. And the reality is, this guy was screaming after me at the end. And I was going on. I finally looked at him, I said, and he was a Franciscan. I said, "Are you a priest?" "Yes." I said, "Well, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Give me absolution." And he just turned around and walked away. And I was so glad that I did not listen to that man. We're called to listen to Jesus. The reality is everybody wants to speak for Jesus and say, "This is what you can't do, this is what you can do." And the world right now is trying to get us distracted and look at all the garbage that's going on. And we listen to the world, we listen to the news, we listen to certain people, we listen to all these crazy people. We need to listen to Jesus. That's what God the Father says. Listen to Him. And the best way we do that is in our prayer and in our reading of Scripture. So I encourage you today, decide, I'm going to spend time listening to Jesus today. I'm going to spend time with Him in His Word, and I'm going to let Jesus speak to me. Because I promise you, you're going to listen to everybody else today. You're going to watch your television, you're going to watch the news, you're going to read the paper, you're going to listen to the world, the flesh, and the devil. But will you listen to Jesus? It's your call. May you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand. We do not need the creed today because it's not a Sunday. And if this feast was on a Sunday, we'd do it. But let's give to God these, our needs and our petitions. We pray as always for